Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chan Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of June 30, 2022. Do you know that the longest bout of hiccups lasted nearly 69 years? Today's Archive Star of Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition goes to Gordon Wettstein, Shen Lin, Zhengqiang Yan, Li Yu, and Kuangting Cheng for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected four papers out of 22 submissions. Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by Wolfram Burgert, Professor of Computer Science, University of Freiburg.
Paper title:
Uncertainty-Aware Panoptic Segmentation.
Authored by
Shittaj Sarohi, Sajjad Marvi, Daniel Busher, and Wolfram Burgert.
Paper abstract:
Reliable scene understanding is indispensable for modern autonomous systems. Current learning-based methods typically try to maximize their performance based on segmentation metrics that only consider the quality of the segmentation. However, for the safe operation of a system in the real world, it is crucial to consider the uncertainty in the prediction as well. In this work, we introduce the novel task of uncertainty-aware panoptic segmentation, which aims to predict per-pixel semantic and instance segmentations, together with per-pixel uncertainty estimates. We define two novel metrics to facilitate its quantitative analysis: the uncertainty-aware panoptic quality, UPQ, and the panoptic expected calibration error, PEES. We further propose the novel top-down evidential panoptic segmentation network, IFSNET, to solve this task. Our architecture employs a simple yet effective probabilistic fusion module that leverages the predicted uncertainties. Additionally, we propose a new law of \s evidential loss function to optimize the IOU for the segmentation utilizing the probabilities provided by deep evidential learning. Furthermore, we provide several strong baselines combining state-of-the-art panoptic segmentation networks with sampling-free uncertainty estimation techniques. Extensive evaluations show that our IFSNET achieves the new state-of-the-art for the standard panoptic quality, PQ, as well as for our uncertainty-aware panoptic metrics.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kuangting Cheng, Chair Professor of EQI and CSE, CUST.
Paper title:
C2FTrans, Course-Defined Transformers for Medical Image Segmentation.
Authored by
Shen Lin, Zhengqiang Yan, Li Yu, and Kuangting Cheng.
Paper abstract:
Convolutional Neural Networks, CNN, the most prevailing architecture for deep learning-based medical image analysis, are still functionally limited by their intrinsic inductive biases and inadequate receptive fields. Transformer, born to address this issue, has drawn explosive attention in natural language processing and computer vision due to its remarkable ability in capturing long-range dependency. However, most recent transformer-based methods for medical image segmentation directly apply vanilla transformers as an auxiliary module in CNN-based methods, resulting in severe detail loss due to the rigid patch partitioning scheme in transformers. To address this problem, we propose C2FTrans, a novel multi-scale architecture that formulates medical image segmentation as a course-defined procedure. C2FTrans mainly consists of a cross-scale global transformer, CGT, which addresses local contextual similarity in CNN, and a boundary-aware local transformer, BLT, which overcomes boundary uncertainty brought by rigid patch partitioning in transformers. Specifically, CGT builds global dependency across three different small-scale feature maps to obtain rich global semantic features with an acceptable computational cost, while BLT captures midrange dependency by adaptively generating windows around boundaries under the guidance of entropy to reduce computational complexity and minimize detail loss based on large-scale feature maps. Extensive experimental results on three public datasets demonstrate the superior performance of C2FTrans against state-of-the-art CNN-based and transformer-based methods with fewer parameters and lower flops. We believe the design of C2FTrans would further inspire future work on developing efficient and lightweight transformers for medical image segmentation. The source code of this paper is publicly available at github.com/xianlin7/C2FTrans.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kuangting Cheng, Chair Professor of EQI and CSE, CUST.
Paper title:
The Lighter the Better, Rethinking Transformers in Medical Image Segmentation Through Adaptive Pruning.
Authored by
Shen Lin, Li Yu, Kuangting Cheng, and Zhengqiang Yan.
Paper abstract:
Vision transformers have recently set off a new wave in the field of medical image analysis due to their remarkable performance on various computer vision tasks. However, recent hybrid/transformer-based approaches mainly focus on the benefits of transformers in capturing long-range dependency while ignoring the issues of their daunting computational complexity, high training costs, and redundant dependency. In this paper, we propose to employ adaptive pruning to transformers for medical image segmentation and propose a lightweight and effective hybrid network APFormer. To our best knowledge, this is the first work on transformer pruning for medical image analysis tasks. The key features of APFormer mainly are self-supervised self-attention, SSA, to improve the convergence of dependency establishment, Gaussian prior relative position embedding, GRPE, to foster the learning of position information, and adaptive pruning to eliminate redundant computations and perception information. Specifically, SSA and GRPE consider the well-converged dependency distribution and the Gaussian heat map distribution separately as the prior knowledge of self-attention and position embedding to ease the training of transformers and lay a solid foundation for the following pruning operation. Then, adaptive transformer pruning, both query-wise and dependency-wise, is performed by adjusting the gate control parameters for both complexity reduction and performance improvement. Extensive experiments on two widely used datasets demonstrate the prominent segmentation performance of APFormer against the state-of-the-art methods with much fewer parameters and lower flops. More importantly, we prove, through ablation studies, that adaptive pruning can work as a plug-and-play module for performance improvement on other hybrid/transformer-based methods. Code is available at github.com/xianlin7/APFormer.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Huawei Xiang, Professor of Data Mining, Rutgers University.
Paper title:
Interventional Contrastive Learning with Meta-Semantic Regularizer.
Authored by
Wenwen Chang, Jiangmeng Li, Changwen Zheng, Bing Su, and Huawei Xiang.
Paper abstract:
Contrastive learning, CL, based self-supervised learning models learn visual representations in a pairwise manner. Although the prevailing CL model has achieved great progress, in this paper, we uncover an ever-overlooked phenomenon. When the CL model is trained with full images, the performance tested in full images is better than that in foreground areas. When the CL model is trained with foreground areas, the performance tested in full images is worse than that in foreground areas. This observation reveals that backgrounds and images may interfere with the model learning semantic information and their influence has not been fully eliminated. To tackle this issue, we build a structural causal model, SCM, to model the background as a confounder. We propose a backdoor adjustment-based regularization method, namely interventional contrastive learning with meta-semantic regularizer, ICL-MSR, to perform causal intervention towards the proposed SCM. ICL-MSR can be incorporated into any existing CL methods to alleviate background distractions from representation learning. Theoretically, We prove that ICL-MSR achieves a tighter error bound. Empirically, our experiments on multiple benchmark datasets demonstrate that ICL-MSR is able to improve the performances of different state-of-the-art CL methods.
Isn't that cool?